Blog Talk Radio.
Henry, what are you doing, Henry? Can you come to the basement?
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Well, good evening, or good day, whatever time you are checking us out with the Transformation Cafe. Hi, this is one of the regular diners. This is Robin Misevich. I'm so glad you guys had chosen to check us out wherever you are in this lovely planet. Again, this is Robin, and we greet everybody. And just for anybody who's a new listener checking in, Transformation Cafe is all about just coming from a very light spiritual perspective and look at all the current trends and different things that are happening on the planet, and we love to have a few people scoot up to the table and grab something to nosh on and give us their little opinion what that's going on with that. So just encouraging anybody who's out there who's listening to us live, love to have you come in and get you on the switchboard. That number again is 646-727-3206, and we do have the blog open, the login for the chat room, so if you want to go ahead and start chatting with us, we look forward to that. So we got a couple of our regulars. Mr. Jamie's in the house. Hey, Mr. Jamie. How are you?
I'm excellent. This is Mr. Jamie speaking from Seattle.
Yay! We love Seattle. the beginners of every coffee trend probably in California. No, well, not even California, the United States and beyond. There we go. It's wonderful.
And beyond.
and beyond. And we have Miss Marveen in the house tonight. Hey, Miss Marveen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? Hi, Jamie.
Great.
Hello.
Glad you could join us tonight with the cafe. So I was looking at different things that we could be talking about, and there seemed to be a theme that was happening this last couple weeks. One thing that's come up for me was I'm getting excited for just all the things that are happening on YouTube. So, Jamie, do you look at YouTube quite a bit? Or?
I check it out maybe once a day.
Once a day.
When I have my time, I can go and sit down and look at it.
Okay. And how about you, Ms. Marveen?
Actually, I have a couple of videos out there. I haven't done anything since 2009, but I was out there today, and we're getting ready to post some more things.
Cool.
And we're making some changes because I have a new website called bitsofwisdom.me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be sharing some things. Bitsofwisdom.me.
Okay.
Okay. See, I like .me because to me .me is magnificent energy.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that. Ooh.
God, magnificent energy. And me for short. There you go.
But I am also getting ready to post some. I have a registered nutritionist, a dietitian, who is got some great and wonderful ideas about eating and how you can have fun with food and not have to deprive yourselves and still be healthy and maintain a desirable weight and things like that. And that's
what's her name?
Pardon me?
What is her name?
Her name is Mackenzie Hall.
We'll
and
have to
she
have Mackenzie come on and talk to this stuff on the cafe.
Yeah, and we're, I'll get her to do that. She was here today. She's come back home now. And actually what we're going to do is get her to do a workshop at the flower shop in Riverside as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting quite a following now with clients, especially people who manufacture foods, that are wanting them to represent the quality of their foods, which I think is a really good sign.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody's getting so much more food conscious about, you know, what's the quality, you know, what kind of preservatives are in it, you know, trying to keep it as real and as natural as possible. You know, that goes,
yep.
That's all good.
And then one other thing that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's one other thing. There's a speaker by the name of David Rodriguez, who is very good. He's into the spiritual thing, and I'll be posting some of his things on YouTube and on my website as well.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Cool. Just to remind everybody, if you haven't listened to Marvin before, she is an intuitive counselor and also helps people with just all different kinds of stuff with personal growth and personal counseling. So if anybody's interested in that, we will definitely, before we get done with the cafe tonight, we will have a couple contact numbers that they can get a hold of you, which is an awesome thing. So, again, we were talking a little bit about, you know, the whole YouTube. How everything is just really changing. One thing I really love is I had sent Jamie and Marvin and also Gloria, because I was hoping Gloria would pop on tonight. She might be able to come in a little bit later. Maybe she's parking her car or something. But listening to a couple different things that I had found, there is a guy. His name's Eric Whitacre. And he was the first guy that he was a conductor, and he actually had gotten his degree at Juilliard for composing and for conducting, and he created this really beautiful virtual choir. He did it with two different musics. Both of these were musics that he had written while he was actually in college at Juilliard, and the one that he's really getting known for, he did it last year. It went viral last year. He had 2,052 choral participants in this virtual concert. And what they did was he basically introduced the music, and he conducted it silently and sent them all the music. And then each one of them did their own part. So he had the soprano and the tenor and all the different, there was like four or five different parts with all the different ones. So I'm just going to play just a little bit of that. But you can actually go to YouTube, and if you put in gold and light or put virtual choir with gold and light, it comes up pretty easily. So
it's really quite amazing.
Yeah, and the whole thing is about 9 minutes long, and you actually can see all the different people that participated. So it's actually very, very cool. So hold on a second. I'm going to see if I can have this going on at the same time when we have the show. So that's a different thing. Hold on a second. And just really amazing. And the music is just really, really beautiful. So here we go. Just a second. So isn't that lovely? And the music is called Sleep. So it's just really, really beautiful.
It's not coming through real clearly, Robin.
Oh, okay. That was kind of a quiet part. So I'd really encourage anybody who wants to check in that. That would be really cool.
Yeah,
so
and it's well worth it. I don't mean to interrupt, but one of the things that excited me when I started to look at it is the way he did this is these people are all singing from their own personal locations, and you can see the headsets, but they sent pictures of themselves in, and it's
mm-hmm.
just amazing.
Yeah, and all of them are, you can actually see each of them singing in their own smaller video. So it's all these mini videos, 2,052 videos, and each of the different countries is made into a sphere. And they're being represented with these beautiful spheres that are getting all connected with beams of light, which is just really, really, really cool. One thing that if you go to TED.com and you put in Eric's name, there's a wonderful presentation that he had done talking about the development of that, how he put it together. And a couple things that I thought was really interesting with a couple of, you know, where we're going with this whole conversation was talking about that the people, even though they never met one another, there was just this feeling of connection about doing something on such a large level, a global level, and how cool that was for all of them to be participating in that. He said some of the people would really wanted everything to be so perfect, they would go like 50 times until it was exactly the way they wanted it before they actually, you know, submitted it to Eric. And one thing that he said he really appreciated was one of the ladies that participated was from Alaska, and the closest person, you know, the closest people to them was like about 40 or 50 miles away. And she felt very isolated, but yet doing this project really helped her to feel connected just to everybody on a global level. So it's that whole thing about being in community and how important that is. So, you know, with that, what was interesting with that is I was watching a show last night with the Colbert Report, and there's a lady named Patchett, P-A-T-T-C-H-E-T-T, and she's written a new book called State of Wonder, and she's actually won a few awards with other books that she's written. But what's really interesting is that she lives in Nashville, Tennessee, and both the Barnes & Noble and the Borders had decided on a corporate level to close their stores. Even though those two stores are actually making money and they never went in the red with the economy and all that, they chose to leave, you know, to basically close the bookstore. So Nashville didn't really have a bookstore. And people started asking how they could buy her current book, and they basically had to go to one of her friends who was a dressmaker, and she was keeping them in her store. So let me go to the dressmakers to get my book. So she decided to go ahead and start a smaller independent bookstore in Nashville, Tennessee. And what's really interesting about that, we were talking about that, they were on the show, it was interesting because they were saying that it was kind of like that one movie with You Got Mail with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, where he basically was the larger bookstore and basically she had to sell out to him kind of a thing. But, you know, that was the love stories of the early 90s and how life has changed. So just showing you how the dynamics of people realizing that community is so important. They're wanting the bookstore. They're wanting to have someplace they can bring their kids to be able to have a story time where they can do that stuff, and also have book clubs and stuff where people can actually gather together in community and be able to not lose that as an opportunity of just being, you know, a part of Nashville, a part of just, you know, a level of a book community. So it's, I think it's just really showing a level of the connectedness. Everybody on whatever level that they're doing it, be it YouTube or, you know, being it, you know, having a new bookstore coming into its own birthing, that the people are recognizing, you know, these things are some things that we just can't afford to lose. It's important to make sure that they keep a part of our society and who we are as a community. Just want to see what your thoughts, both of you, were about on that.
Oh. Well, you know, I think what's really interesting is I'm hearing from a lot of people right now, and there are so many people that are behind computer screens, and their jobs have been changed in such a way that basically they interact more with machines than they do with the people. And because by nature we are a society, we are a society that needs the camaraderie, the companionship. And there's a lot of people right now that are really beginning to stir at that. And I think another thing that's interesting is even in the hospitals, although there's some great equipment out there, and they don't have hooking patients up to computers and having the computers monitor and watch the patients doesn't enhance at all the actual care and the occasional touch from a nurse or someone, you know, who cares enough about you. And so when you start talking about social communities and the need to communicate, that's becoming more and more and more of an issue in all walks of life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you want me to go? Or?
Yeah. Well, and could you talk a little bit, because that's one thing that actually Marlene does too, is she does the healing touch techniques of healing, you know, so maybe talk about that a little bit, about that level of touching and connection of right along with community, and that's really important.
Well, and I think too, you know, I'm a certified touch for health instructor, and there's no deep massage or anything like that. But a lot of times, even if you just reach out and say hello to a person and touch their hand, or something as simple as holding a door open for somebody, believe it or not, is a way to reach out and touch. Simple kindnesses. But one of the things that is really interesting is your body is an electric system. It runs on energy. And one way or another, we are all connected. And I think one of the things that's really interesting is because we are all energy essences, the more that we connect on levels, the more chance we stand for better health, for good communication, for enriching our lives, and yet so many of us have a tendency to be so busy that we don't take the time to pat somebody on the back or give them a hug or however it works. And it's really critical, and they've proven in medicine, you know, that when people are sick, one of the things that really helps them is if somebody just comes in once in a while and touches their hand. Because it's an energy exchange. And one way or the other, we as human beings are always exchanging energy of some type. And even when we're really busy, what we're doing is our energy saying, don't bother me, I'm too busy, I don't have time to deal with. Or when you do an act of kindness, it's saying, okay, I'm willing to take this little bit of time to choose a person. And it's, you know, it's the same thing as us talking on the radio, right? It's energy exchange.
I find it measured. I never heard that they were actually using computers to monitor patients and things like that. Well, I mean, you know, we've got respirators and all that other kinds of stuff, but to think that, you know, we don't have people on a regular basis connecting to people on a, especially in a healing environment, that just seems so sad.
They're starting to do that more and more, and I think what's interesting with it is, you know, in some respects, the equipment can do a lot of good, and one of the reasons that a lot of the hospitals are up in arms right now has to do with, you know, there's a lot of cutbacks and a lot of things like that going on. And the bottom line with some of this, and I know this will probably stir some people up, but instead of firing the people that do the actual work and the caretaking, you've got so many levels of management going on out there that nobody knows what's really going on, and get it back to genuine service, because that's becoming more and more and more of a major complaint to all people.
The depersonalization of people. I mean, you know, boy, you can't really get any more like in your face when I lay in there and all you have is a computer that's interacting with you.
I used to work in a hospital system, and what was really interesting about it is the hard part is there's people that don't speak the language of the patients that happen to be in the given room. And I'm not talking about a particular ethnic group. I'm talking about in general.
Mm-hmm.
And patients need to be able to communicate, even if it's only to say, hello, am I alive? Hospitals are a daunting place to be at best.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you start taking a look at what's going on, a lot of the workforces out there, at one point, you know, there was a bit of socialization with regards to, hey, how you doing? How's your day going? And a lot of that is going away now because people are placed behind their workstations in either cubicles or offices, and they don't have interaction with other people. And one of the things that makes a successful business, and I don't care whether it's a hospital or what, is the personalization of it. And the service aspect of it. I know we just had some more work done on our cars, and literally my husband has fired the one place that he used to take our cars because they gave us a big runaround. And the service just wasn't there, so he's taking it someplace else. But if you listen to people and talk to people, they're craving just little pieces of personal interaction.
Well, that's just so important. It's the same, you know, I'm really being heard and on whatever level acknowledged as a person and that I matter to you. You know, it doesn't have to be a big significant thing. It's just the fact that I acknowledge you and that you matter.
Well, and that's how we were created. I mean, we are co-creators with God. We are higher power, whatever. And we co-create with each other if we are open to that. Jamie, I'm going to ask you a question. You co-create with the people that you do art on.
I'm a people person, and that's my trade. And I come off in as especially in my profession, I have a short amount of time to get somebody in my confidence and perform a little procedure that's a little painful. I don't say pain, I say sensation, but I don't know them from Adam, but then they know me real well because I've left an indelible mark on them. But dealing with people day in, day out, sometimes they're easy to read, sometimes they're not. I deal with them, I provide a service, and I'm not there to tell them what to get or when to get it or where to get it or not to get it, but at least I'll try to guide them with my benefit of my experience. And if they decide to take that, then that's fine, and we get along, and they get a nice tattoo, and everybody's happy. But sometimes, you know, I learned you can't please everybody, and it's hard to read somebody's mind, so you kind of have to pick their brain. It's a very strange business.
Well, it is, and I think communication is in any business is critical because let's say you're born in the East Coast and somebody else was born in the West Coast, their interpretation or their definition of certain words might be a little bit different. Yeah. And so that co-creation that you were talking about there has to do with you have a client that says, I would like to see this happen. And you are able to go in and co-create with them and say, well, is this what you really mean, or do you need this, or would you like this? And
right.
So it's that communication and co-creation, and we all do that. It's just a lot of times we're not really aware that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go to the supermarket, you're co-creating, and you can either make the experience really good or really bad or just kind of so-so. And I think what's interesting is so many people take people for granted in service positions of any kind, including waiters and waitresses or your post person or whoever. Pardon me?
Yes, that's true. Most definitely.
Okay, and you I think the bottom, these people have chosen to serve us. Maybe they don't have the same kind of educations, and maybe they don't have da-da-da-da-da-da, but you know what? They've chosen to serve us, and we should honor that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, some of the best, you go to these regular restaurants and you create relationships with people that, you know, on whatever level, they take a pride and they take a joy out of serving other people. And just, you know, I have two or three people that I know, regular places I go ahead and go to eat at. And they'll become friends, and it's just a nice relationship with people. So, you know, it's that matter of really connecting as opposed to just somebody serving you.
Yeah, but I think also, too, Robin, and I think a lot of people don't think about things like this, but I think what's really interesting is you're in a service business, Jamie's in a service business, I certainly am in a service business, and a lot of people don't realize that what we're doing, okay, granted, they get something maybe tangible for it, and maybe they feel a certain degree of entitlement. But I think the most important thing is that we are providing a service for them that they are not and probably can't provide for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all of those types of services, even the people that clean the hotel rooms after us when we've been to a hotel or something, those people deserve to be honored. They deserve a little bit of a thank you for the energy they're putting in to making sure that whatever room we went into or whatever it is we did, you know, that's all big stuff.
Well, you know, and even that going out like early in the morning, sometimes I'll forget a container when it comes to the trash man. So I basically go and hand it to him so he can dump it out for me. And generally say that, you know, genuinely there's a thank you on that because I'm like, I'm glad they take my trash.
Well, yeah.
You know, so it's just, you know, it's that level of we all are serving, you know, whether it's a street sweeper or someone taking out the trash or somebody running a company, everyone's got their light and the way that they're serving on just multiple levels that we can't even know sometimes the level of impact that people can have in our lives, no matter, you know, what might be the facade of who they are, what they truly are doing for one another. It can be very, very significant.
Yeah, and I think too often we forget to
forget.
No, what it is, Jamie, and I'm trying to think of a way to put it into words, but we forget that people are not machines and they're not things.
Right.
They're
everybody's
people.
Everybody's human, and everybody's got feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Even though sometimes people don't really, they don't allow themselves their facade, and how they look at people and the people they, trying to impress people,
Well, sometimes just a smile and making, just a friendly eye contact can be so much for a person.
Right.
Instead of being cold and not really connecting with people, it's like willing to really look at somebody, not in a, not in a staring way or whatever, but really just gazing with it, gazing in an open-hearted way to someone else and genuinely smiling at someone. That could totally make somebody's day. And that's all,
it's
just like Marvin was saying, you keep the door open for the person who's coming, who's following you in or out of some place. That's such a simple gesture, but such a level of respect to do something like that for someone. It's just those kind of small gestures. Somebody accidentally drops something on the ground, you go out of your way to pick it up and hand that back to them.
Yeah.
Not ignored, and they're recognized for their interaction.
Well, and another thing I think that's really important to be aware of is especially right now at this time, is there are so many people that are going through different types of hardships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important to recognize or acknowledge those people as people, and not, we're all in this together. We're all in this world together, and instead of doing all the separations, we need to do more of the recognitions and likenesses. Because you know what? Our blood's the same color.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people can mask their feelings really well. They mask their energies, or they're prone to different types of anger and things like that. I'm working with a couple of people right now that are, they've got some baggage from their past that they're working with. And I think what's really interesting with it is we all have baggage. It's a matter of whether or not we really want to acknowledge it and say, okay, but this is what I learned from whatever the this was or is.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, too, that a lot of people in remembering that no matter what really is going on with our life, truly there's something to be learned from that. And if we can step back and have a little bit of a wider perspective on things and really seek to just see things from a place of love and, how can I serve, or what is that really helping here me to grow and expand as a person? And the only one I can really change is myself. How do I do that in a way that can be loving and compassionate? Because just the acts of kindness goes so far, can go so far with, whatever we have going on with that, being patient and kind on areas when, that isn't necessarily our first thing that we see, that we would be reacting instead of responding.
In itself, patience in itself is a big demonstration. And that's, I think you never stop learning.
Say that word
patience.
Again and spell it, Jamie.
What's that?
Say the word again and spell it.
Patience.
That wasn't a challenge to spell it, but the bottom line is every one of us have areas that we don't have enough patience in. And that's one of the biggest things in the world we need to work on. And Jamie, I can't thank you enough for bringing that up, because it's true. We all can work on patience.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one, too.
I know.
Makes you take a deep breath.
One of the worst things you can do is say, help me have patience. I'm like, now you're asking for it. Now you're asking
for
it. And I want it right now.
and I want it right now.
I'll show you some patience.
I got some patience right here for you, okay? Well, we've got about 45 seconds left, Miss Marvin. Can you tell people how to get a hold of you if they want to have any kind of readings or support that you can offer with that?
Well, I can do consults with them through 909-936-7133. And Robin has the other number, the 951 number, and you can look me up on my website at bitsofwisdom.me.
Bitsofwisdom.me. Yep, bitsofwisdom.me. And again, that other number is going to be 951-689-2711. Again, 951-689-2711. And as always, 30 minutes just goes super fast. So
it
I want to
does.
Thank you both. Yeah, thank you both for hanging out with us. And we'll see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe.
Thank you, guys.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe.